You know, I can see when the Archons are testing me because they test me with the same stuff all the time. I mean, the Archons have to come up with something new, don't they? Come on now. How can the Archons, being Archons, keep doing the same test over and 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 over? Come on. They want you stuck in time. They want you stuck in the past. They want you stuck in regret. They want you to beat yourself up. They want you under legalism. They want you to get off your focus, off your goal, off your game. They want to keep you in a loop-de-loop. They want you to live in Fantasy Island, in some kind of fantasy world that you created in your mind about something. The Archons have no new game. They have no new game. And they keep messing with us. And so let's say the Archon is making you think that that person over there is your enemy. You have to realize that that person is only responding to a game that the Archons have played on them from a child. And you don't have to be bitter at that person. You don't have to be mad at that person. You can forgive that person. Don't mean you have to be around them or be with them or stay with them or whatever. You can actually try to, if you actually see the game, you can actually try to pull them out of the game. But they're so entrenched in that stronghold that they can't even see they're in the stronghold. For real. So imagine being a pastor or a spiritual giant. And this goes back to Galatians 6:1. You that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall into the same temptation. Okay? Galatians 6:1. So when you go to the, if you want to get involved in this, if you want to go through the process, be careful. Be careful. Because you might get entangled in that situation that you shouldn't even be in to begin with. So when you're restoring somebody who's being deceived by the Archons, the fallen angels, the Cosmocrators, so when you're trying to pull and yank somebody out of that stronghold, you got to be careful that you know your stronghold and the strongholds you've already overcome, because life is about overcoming. Look, do you want to be free? Do you want to be free spiritually? Do you want to be free emotionally? Do you want to be free mentally? Do you want to be free body, soul, and spirit, will? You want to be free with your will? See, the will of the Gentiles, the will of mankind, the will of the flesh is always coming at you. It's always trying to pull you off your game, your focus. This is an Archon theater. They're sitting there and they're saying, okay, let's move the chess pieces over here, the checkered pieces, checkerboard, whatever. Let's move the, and it's usually a checkered board because the human is so dumb, it's like a checkered board. And it should be a chess match, you know. And so they're watching the game. Okay, if I move this piece, if I move this person over here, and this person says this, and I put them under stress, and I bring this person in, they'll fall into this, and they'll go here, and they'll say this, and do this, and I got all these other agents over here that I control because they're not saved. I can take them captive, and I put all the chess pieces in place, and this person doesn't even know it's a game. Hello? 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 Wake up. Hello? Hey, listen. And if you're a human being, you're not outside the game. Look, the Archons are unseen. They're playing games with you. And the only way you're going to win is be self-aware. Get in the Word. Stand on the truth. There's lines of demarcation that you must, You must recognize them. There's boundaries and lines of demarcation. And when you set up these boundaries and these lines of demarcation, you can get back on game, get back on focus, and do your calling and your destiny. The archons are messing with you. And me. And everybody. And so if somebody has hurt you, lied to you, pulled you into something you didn't want to be in, maybe they pulled you in intentionally. Maybe they did it unintentionally. And you got pulled in. Let's say there's somebody that pulled you into something and you watched other people get pulled in and you said, I ain't going to get pulled into that. You got pulled into it. You knew better. Shake the dust, get up, and go on. There's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ. The past is the past. It don't even exist anymore. Yesterday don't exist. What happened yesterday or before that don't even exist. Today is the day that exists. Now is the time that exists. Wash your face. Shake the dust off your feet. Start a new life right now. Don't live in the past. Don't live in... Just look at the game the Archons played on you. Learn the lesson. Because it was just a trick. The Matrix, the Matrix. It was the machine tricking you. You need this. You need this addiction for your identity. You need this person for your identity. You're not really whole of yourself. You need somebody else to be whole. Instead of running to Jesus, you need some human or you need some kind of substance to feel whole. You need some kind of hobby or habit, or you need to be seen or recognized. You need to have this outward show and this fake reality junk. Did they pull you in? Did you choose to go in? Was it both? Did they pull you in and you wanted the fake reality? And it might not have even been narcissism. It could have been sorcery and witchcraft. It could have been ignorance. Two ignorant people not even knowing they're being used by the Archons. This should be a ministry. There should be a channel that's breaking strongholds and fighting these Archon games, because all we have to do is keep a record of the Archon games. And let's say we have 100 different games. Let's say there's 2,000 games, like the chess games, that the Archons are playing. Just 2,000. And you keep a record of that. We win. You know, hey, oh, that's game. The Archons are playing game 125. Let's study how that game works. Oh, that's the paranoia game. That's the cheating game. That's the emotional game. That's the, you know, some of these people are sold out to it. Some of them are part of the system. I mean, they love the game. Some people are sold out to it. And they're reporting back to the Freemasons, so the Freemasons can report back to the demons, which the demons can see things. But these people are demon-possessed, so the demons are watching you through these people. Now they just watch you through your phone, where your eye movements are. And so the Freemasons will send out an agent, a paid agent, and a lot of these people don't even know they're agents. Hey, have you considered such and such over there? Have you considered that job? And then they get on the job, and then they try to get it. Okay, so that, hey, thanks for joining the job. And, oh, you need to work with this person over here. He really needs to work with you. And then they got these habits, whether drug dealers or they're harlots, Jezebels, Delilahs, whatever. Then you got the drug dealers, the pimps, and so it's like a huge Archon chess game, and you don't even know you're on the chessboard. I mean, that's really sad. That's sad. I mean, you're on the chessboard and don't even know you're in a game that's being played by the Archons and the Cosmocrators. You don't even know you're in the game, people.